Before you took beatboxing as a career, as a performing artist, what did you see yourself? Did you want to be like an astronaut or anything like that?
Yeah, man. Space that astronaut. I think, I don't know what I wanted to be. I didn't really want to be anything, really. I don't know, I was kind of in limbo. I was kind of really into the hip-hop thing. Really into the street culture thing. Anything that's street culture, do you know what I mean? Anything.
Yeah, I remember seeing those videos of you back when you had a lot of hair. trains and stuff, sessioning.
Yeah, I mean, I used to hang out with 360 Physicals, which is like my old crew. Everything, from running around train tracks right way through to, I don't know, there was some sort of religious-based thing that we kind of tried to uphold.
And
it was, you know, it wasn't really like, it wasn't about the music or what. I mean, I hardly knew any like of your kind of independent rap acts. All I knew was my friend was spinning it, my friend was DJing it, and I knew all the words to it. And it was exactly the same with the writers. I knew every graffiti writer, I knew every breakdancer, I knew everything, you know what I mean? To do with street. I knew drum and bass, I knew the DJs, you know? When it came to like skating, you know, anything. I was just in it. Anything that was kind of rebellious and had a kick, that was what it was all about for me. And the beatbox thing really was secondary to a lot of activity. I mean, I used to rap, used to sing, used to skate. I used to skate a little bit, not too heavily. I was always scared of hurting myself. But the beatboxing always came kind of second. And then all of a sudden, I just started getting a bit more into it. I think I was finding more snares and more sounds, and it just suddenly just dawned on me. I think the pinnacle of it was when the power went out at one of the first club nights I ever went to. The power went out. I jumped on stage. I just did something. And I was like, wow. I was only like 16 or 17. I wasn't even allowed in a club. And I was like, oh, I'm going to do that more now then. Definitely. I'm going to do that a lot more. I'm going to do that. And then from that point on, it was more sounds to see how long I could do a show for.